السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله، the صحابة كرام. Every one of them are so special. How Allah gave them hidayah. So immaculate. Imagine the صحابية Hazrat أميمة رضي الله عنها. أميمة بنت خلف. She was wedded to Hazrat خالد بن سعيد بن عاص. خالد رضي الله عنه. Whose father was one of the chiefs of Makkah. He was the elite. One of the elite. Abu Uhayha, he heard about the spread of Islam in the Meccan stage. This was still early in Mecca. And he came and attended the meeting at the parliament, reprimanding Quraysh, why aren't they putting a stop to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's da'wah? He was in a rage, angry, shouting and screaming at everyone, saying that if they do not do anything, he'll put a stop to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this struck a core in his son's heart, his own son's heart. Subhanallah. Allah is the giver of hidayah. Never give up, O Ummah. The forces of Batil will try and rig the media, rig the platforms of information, especially that which those platforms that the youth are strongly connected to. And they try and buy over these means of information to control the algorithms using their robots and so forth, making comments which are lies. And this, subhanallah, brings sadness to the Muslim. Allahu Akbar. But remember, Allah is the one that will destroy Batil. And the Quran Kareem says that Allah will strike Haqq against Batil. فَيَدْمَغُهُ. And Haqq will crush Batil. And to be more explicit, will crush the core of Batil, the brains of Batil. In this is an indication that the forces of Batil use their intellect and their brains all the time in obliterating and eradicating the truth. This created curiosity in Hazrat Khalid. He looked further, researching, asking, trying to gain information that why is it that my father is against this individual? All I know about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is truthfulness, character. He looked in further. And subhanAllah, that night he sees a dream wherein he sees himself towards the edge of a pit of burning fire. And he was about to fall in and his father was pushing him further in there. He was about to fall in and get destroyed. And there comes our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who comes and rescues him, ya Allah. When he awakens, he narrated this dream to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who interpreted the dream for him. Hazrat Abu Bakr was very good in interpreting dreams. And he was so helpful in all aspects, ya Allah. But when this sahabi, Hazrat Khalid, mentioned this to his wife, subhanAllah, she was his support. She, also hailing from one of the low noble families of Makkah, those who are adamant against the truth. Like we know her brothers, Ubayy ibn Khalaf, Umayyah ibn Khalaf, she is Umaymah binti Khalaf, radiallahu anha. But none of that hindered her from accepting the truth. Today I met brother Malik, subhanallah. He was telling me that he lived in an area not far from here, Osizweni. He enjoyed attending church. He would even play the drums for them and the musical instruments for them. But then he asked himself, how can we worship Christ? How can we worship creation? His heart was pure in the understanding of worshipping one Allah. When he asked these questions from his parents and grandparents, he started researching further. And then he went into the African faith, Shembe. And then when he analyzed further, he got to know that they worshipping this human being. And then he wondered, how can we worship man? If I had to stab him, he's going to die. He's a human being. So he turned away from these religions. And he was looking for the truth. And one day, while he was busy with his shepherding for his grandfather, he took shelter in one shed. And subhanAllah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was written in the garage, in the shed that he was resting in. And he practiced writing that. And when the owner came thereafter, he asked him that, what is written here? So he explained to him that this is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he says, I was emotional. He says, but what do you believe about God? And he explained the oneness of Allah and his greatness. And it was so pure, he says to him, that it touched my heart. And then I asked him, okay, tell me about Christ. He says, I was ready to reject anyone who was going to refute Christ. So even though he says I wasn't a Christian, but I didn't want to hear anyone, you know, oppose Christ. And when I heard the belief of the Muslims concerning Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, I said, this is for me. He says, I embraced Islam there and then. He says, okay, I took Islam by name. But I told my family, I was 14 years old. They all were opposed to my decision. But I said to them, that this is my decision. This is my religion. This is important to me. And even my grandfather was disappointed. He said, you're following the Indian way. He says, subhanAllah, and I accepted Islam and I found that it's not an Indian religion. And subhanAllah, he looks at it so wisely. He says to the other local Zulu brothers, he says, you might have things against them, but let's thank Allah who gave us Islam through them. The other brother with him said, interestingly, he says, one day I entered a bakery, and this teaches us a lesson, respected Ummah. Don't be quick to judge others. He says, I entered, this is a Muslim brother, local Zulu, I entered this bakery in one of the towns, and there were three Muslims standing there. They happened to be Indian. I greeted them with Assalamu alaikum. None of them responded to me. Now what happens is people think that maybe this is a non-Muslim greeting, and then we start being judgmental. Many people feel offended also because they love Islam. They are staff members. They want to greet. They want to talk to us. But we so snobbishly turn away haughtily. Really, our attitude most of the time is what distances people from the truth. We have to humble ourselves. Remember, we come from soil, we come from dust. Give people a chance. Don't look down upon any of Allah's creation. He says, I get to the counter and I ask the man there, who happened to be the owner, that I want to purchase a cake. So he said to me, but our cakes are all very expensive. And I can't understand why he's telling me that. I'm here to buy a cake. But this individual thought I want it for free. Yes, maybe some Muslims think that way, that anyone comes with that color, he would think that people are here to ask. We shouldn't have that misconception that everyone is like that. And the other important thing is also, one is just to give people handouts. The other is also to help people uplift themselves, uplift the society. Yes, giving handouts is good in the times of crisis. But in general circumstances, motivate people to do something. A person is good in cutting hair. Get him started. A person is good in some sort of plumbing. Get them started. A person is good in some sort of carpentry. Help them. Get them started. Whatever it may be, a person is a good builder. Get him started. And alhamdulillah, what joy he would get in acquiring, in earning and eating from his own perspiration. So we can motivate people like that. We have to try. But many a time we make blunders like this that we are quick to judge. So I said to this individual that, no, I'm here to buy. And which is the most expensive cake you're selling here? That man said, excuse me? He said, no, that's what I'm asking. So he told me the price. I said, that's the one I want. Anyway, we walked towards the till and I pay him and he looks at me and he was shocked. You know, it seems that he was regretting his initial attitude. And even afterwards, the other three came to me and asked me, what's your name? He didn't have an Arabic name, but he's a Muslim and they didn't understand that. So he explained to them that it's not compulsory to change your name, it's good. But where it becomes necessary is where the name has a negative connotation. So they asked him, are you Muslim? He says, of course, I'm Muslim. So Allah give us tawfiq not to be so judgmental. I'll never forget teacher Wael, Mr. Redham, who passed on a few years ago, rahimahullah, who embraced Islam during the COVID time by reading the Quran Kareem in the English translation. And he was so amazed. But all he wanted to do was see other Europeans also who are in the deen. And alhamdulillah, he embraced Islam. And not long before he passed on, he said, tell the Muslims, tell the people, not to hoard the truth and not to be so snobbish, sticking to ourselves. And this is the request we would give one and all, respected Ummah. Let's greet others. My respected mothers, you greet the woman folk. My sisters, you greet the woman folk. My brothers, you greet the men. Sometimes it's our attitude that make people think that Islam is that way. SubhanAllah. Our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam approached people so kindly. He was so loving and kind with people. All colors, all races, all nationalities. A sahabi, Hazrat Zahir radiallahu anhu, was selling his commodities in the market, on the street. And the beloved of Allah held him from behind, holding him tight, not allowing him to realize who is holding him, incarcerating him or holding him tight. In subhanAllah, out of love and doing some humor with him. And when he realized it is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he then didn't pull himself away. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach his companion a lesson also. Actually, in actual fact, it is for us. And also, there's so much of anecdotes and humor in this. Allah's beloved said, who would purchase this slave from me? And Allah's Nabi knew that this individual had some sort of low self-esteem. So he responded and said, "O Allah's Nabi, I am so worthless. No one will pay anything for me. I'm a failure. I have no value whatsoever." Tajiduni kasidan ya Rasulullah. Allah's Nabi says, "O my Sahabi, by Allah, you are most valuable. Anta indallahi ghal, lakin indallahi lasta bi kasid." Yeah, uplift people. Inspire people, help people. And very importantly, let's make dua for the ummah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the globe, especially Gaza. Allahu Akbar.